Is up, yo! This is episode one of the Fastcast. Hope you have a blast. My name is Sendu, the Red Diamond. Whew! How did I end up here? Well, that's a long story we'll get to. I'm gonna structure this very similar to TCR, because I think he does a pretty impressive job of a solo host. Interesting topics today. Got a interview with Retro Kaiser, the co-founder of Emerald Rangers. Also, gonna share some Power Morphicon memories from a couple weeks ago. And talk about Shenmue HD Collection. Highly anticipated to say. Actually, that's a pretty heavy understatement. So, stick around. Here is a transition segment. Whew! Yeah, that was pretty abrupt. Yeah, obviously music was supposed to go there, but not too sure what I'll do about that yet. That'll take some research. No any royalty-free, anyway. So, how did I get here? Simple. I just really wanted to do a podcast again. I haven't had my own since, I was kind of the host of Rants on the Run, which lasted 5-6 episodes. That was more Gexup's thing. Then there was Neo Arcadia Cast from a few years ago. Yeah, that's kind of an embarrassing time for me. I was a teenager making those and just did not know what I was doing too well. Really, should not have been a weekly show. Not ready for that at all. As far as this, the name, I wanted something that rhymes with cast. I'll be honest, and most of the good ones were taken. Blastcast? Nope. Westcast? That doesn't even rhyme, I don't know. So, I don't know. This works for me. Fastcast, kind of a Sonic reference there. I don't know how frequently I'll put these out. Just whenever I've got the time. But that's not what I'm here for. I've got two main things I want to talk about. I guess I'll start with the Power Morphicon. Yes, luckily I got to go this year. Got to travel to the other side of the country, to good old California, and spend time there. 3-day convention. It was actually a 5-day trip for me. I left on Thursday. That day was mainly just to get there. I arrived around 3 p.m. California time, and then I took the wrong shuttle to the rental car place. So, that was a great start. But that was all sorted out eventually. I made it to my hotel room and spent the rest of the day there. It was nice. I didn't get to stay at the Hilton, so I didn't get those bonus perks, but I went to the Buena Park Hotel, which was small but quaint. I liked it. That first day, I was at the hotel by 6 p.m., just did not want to do anything else. But I was just overly ecstatic. So the next day, finally, I got up real early to get there for the Morphicon to wait in line to pick up my badge. I arrived around 8 a.m., which, take note, California is 3 hours behind my normal time, so waking up that early is not something I usually do. Which turns out was way too early. No, their gates didn't open till noon. But I did get to walk through a whole bunch of other people on this religious thing, I'm not sure. Some kind of event was going on. Bunch in the same building, but a different area. Oh, that was awkward. Walking down, some guy just says, "Hey, are you part of this too?" I don't know what he means. I thought he meant the convention. When I said, "Yeah," the guy just immediately hugs me. I'm like, "What? No." I didn't like that at all. I don't like being hugged by strangers. So when I say Morphicon, he just says, "Oh," and immediately rushes off. Yeah, those things were not super descriptive. They just told me the address, but it was like this really big building and like one area in it. You gotta circle around it. That was a wasted time. I paid a small parking fee. I think I was parking in the wrong area. It was weird because they had signs saying convention center parking here, but when you get to the garage, there's another sign that says no convention center parking right next to a sign that says convention center parking. It was the Hilton parking. Probably shouldn't have parked there, but I did. Either way, I paid a fee for nothing, just went back to the hotel and decided to wait. And I kind of regret that, too. That was the second mistake. Since I was there, I should have just waited, because when I did go back, around noon, the line had formed, and my gosh, it was massive. It was like 4 lines just to get to the lines, and about 5 hours later, I finally get my badge, around 5 p.m., so I missed out on some of the early panels. You expect me to be mad now, right? But no, I was just so excited to be there, I didn't even care. The line was really weird. People selling drinks, like $6 a bottle, at these little, food trucks, which were out of line, so if you didn't have someone to hold your spot, no, you're not getting any of that. That was nice. They had the two top tiers, the Golden Platinum Rangers, had their own special line. I was a Silver Ranger member, so I didn't get to use it. Their line looked shorter, but still long. When I finally got to the convention, though, I was kind of surprised. It's in this giant building, and it's like the basement area of one spot. And once you go down these steps, past a few checkpoints, you get inside. It's smaller than I imagined, but still a lot to do. There's a whole bunch of dealers, which is my favorite part of conventions. Shopping, I know. Stuff's really expensive, but not overly. Got some morphers there, cheaper than eBay, slightly. A lot of artworks and stuff. I saw this live-action Sailor Moon comic. Oh, some weird bootleg stuff. Some Chinese toys that had, like, I think it was Five-Man? But they had a sixth one, and that was long before Super Sentai had him. Six Rangers? I don't know. I took a picture. I gotta dig that up. It also came with a VHS tape of what looked like Ninja Turtles on it. What on earth was that thing? I was incredibly curious, but was not willing to drop $30 on it. Also, there was a whole bunch of boots for various Rangers, actors, and stuff. Miss Appleby was there, the homeroom teacher of Mighty Morphin. Two different Aritas, the one who voiced her and the one who actually was dressed up as her. That was quite neat, I think. Oh yeah, Scorpina was there too, remember her? Actually she was only in one episode, the American version at least. All the early stuff was a dubbed stock footage. Then they just brought her back randomly for one time with a different actress. I had an idea. I got this little notebook. I was gonna collect autographs in it, but I didn't do that because autographs cost a lot of money. Anywhere from like $10 to $40. I mean, I know this is a big deal, but you charge me $40 to sign my notebook. I'm not doing that. I don't care who you are. I did get a couple of them, though. Brett Fisher, you know, Ryan Mitchell, the Titanium Ranger. He actually autographed my Titanium Morpher. That might be worth something now. I don't know. Also, I bought an autograph from good old Flint, the Blue RPM Ranger. Got to ask him if the Scottish thing that his character was known for was actually required. He said they didn't know, they just said they wanted an accent, so he brought that. That was neat. I attended a few panels. The Zio panel. These are all on YouTube. I got to ask Johnny Young Bosch, why is he always asking for Adam to die? That just made the whole room laugh. That was fun. He gave a nice explanation, saying, it's not that I just want him dead, he just wants to go out with a bang. And the SPD panel. I've always wondered about the A-Squad, the helmets. I know they had a low budget and limited props. I always wondered why they didn't just use the same helmets as the main SPD Rangers. Man, they rolled their eyes when they got that question. It's like, yep, every panel we wait for this. Oh boy, he wanted their own identities, basically. Yeah, that producer for SPD is really cool. Well, he said if he knew a million people would instantly recognize those helmets, then he probably would have done things different, but he just wanted to keep the five color schemes but give them their own suits. They painted them and decorated the helmets, tried to make them their own. The SPD really gets a bad rap just for that alone. It's really a shame because that guy from, that producer for SPD, he really went above and beyond for that show. He'd have molds in his back seat of his car when he went home. He's just constantly working on these alien designs. That doggy Kruger costume, that animatronics and stuff. Whew. That's impressive. That wasn't from Japan. They had a plush toy costume. I also got to go to the Time Force panel. That was pretty funny. I didn't make it in time for the questionnaire for a Lightspeed Rescue. I tried to. I was there for the convention, but I was too far back in line to get a question in. I let one girl in front of me, and she ended up being the last question, but she was a Make-A-Wish kid and wanted to say thanks, so obviously I couldn't say screw you. Oh, gosh. But really, it's kind of a mixed thing here. Because the whole time they've got panels from casts going on, Q&A stuff, and you really want to go to that, but you don't want to spend all your time in there, but you also don't want to miss them. So you're just constantly wondering what to do. There was like so much to do in such a small space. Nah, it's too short. Only 3 days. And the last day was so depressing because it ends at 6 p.m. There's nothing but conga lines and empty stands. Oh, I was so bummed when it ended. But, man, did I have a good time. I got to wear my Red Emerald Ranger costume that I designed on the second day. First day, I had to wait in line, didn't really want to sweat in it all day. And the last day, I just wanted to have fun, didn't want to. That costume wasn't easy to wear. The boots were a size too big, and they hurt my feet after a while, and I'm still not happy at all with the helmet. But the day I did wear it, a couple people took a picture with me. A couple of churchgoers to that I don't know what event was going on, some kind of Jerusalem conference. I'm a religious person, but I was not there to be, I was not there to be invited along to that, so no, I had to turn down all their invitations. I bought some stuff, paid too much money, that's definitely for sure. I got a DECA master license. It still had the holster and everything. I ended up donating that to Mr. Weenie. Let's see if it shows up in a video. But I also got the Tokyurja, the Orange Rangers Morpher. That one was real cheap for some reason. Must not be really well sought after. I got a couple shirts. I got a Morphicon shirt, obviously, and a Brack shirt, because it's Brack. How can you not want it? I wear that around. People are like, hey, I like that. I want that. No. I got this from Cali. I'm not giving it to you. California is really weird. It's very different driving than Ohio. The traffic, I was expecting bad traffic, but I wasn't expecting stupid traffic. My first day there, I see a car crashed into a light pole facing the wrong way on a one-way street. Both the airbags were deployed, and it took me an extra half an hour to get to my hotel because traffic was so backed up on my first day there. And, man, the radios, they're just reporting traffic accidents like it's an everyday thing. Oh, and there'll be a delay here because of a car pile-up and car flipping over and another news. What? Probably one of the highlights for me there was not actually at the convention, but it was a ramen restaurant, like Japanese and all, had a ramen bar. Man, I just always wanted to do that, and I got to. I didn't expect that. I just was looking up restaurants in the area, and I see ramen. I'm just like, yeah, gotta check this out. I even ate it with chopsticks. And I gotta say, I'm impressed. All this time, you see anime characters, they're just eating till they're full and then immediately want to work out. To me, I'm just thinking, how do you do that? Every time I stuff myself, I want to take a nap. But now it makes sense. I ate that bowl. I felt full, but I also felt energized. There was no sugar or grease or anything. No sluggish feeling at all. It was honestly amazing. Just, I mean, it didn't taste like outstanding. Like, oh, they do on the anime. It tasted like noodles, porks, and I didn't like the lettuce that was in it. But I ate around that. But gosh dang it, did it make me feel energized. A lot more than caffeine ever did. I wish I could go back there just for that place. Aw. But on the topic of food, food delivery there is expensive. Man, I was baffled. Food, pizza delivery, the delivery fee is like twice what it is here. And I saw someone in a video say, oh, they're making a delivery. Say, what, an hour and a half wait? That's okay, I can wait. Now, here an hour and a half is ludicrous, but in California, it makes sense. That freaking traffic. I don't get it. That state's ginormous. But I've never seen, like, carpool lanes on a main highway, and to get on the highway, they got this special traffic light that lets one car on at a time. That's just crazy. Yeah, renting a car was definitely a mistake. It would have actually been cheaper. I did the math to just Uber everywhere. But man, that convention, though. I tried to do as much as possible, but I still feel like there was more I could have done. More deals I could have found if I got there earlier. Maybe if I got a better membership, got in quicker, I might have seen a panel. I didn't see Jason David Frank, his line was too long. I did like when I accidentally run into an actor just walking around, say hi, and then he walks away. I'm like, what? No, that was Walter Jones. What have I done? I'm at Mr. Weenie Productions, though. Gotta say, that guy's a lot more like anxious and off camera than on. I'm impressed. He really knows how to keep his cool on camera. As soon as I get to him, he just greets me with a big hug. I was kind of surprised, but thank you for that. I showed up in one of his videos briefly, if you really want to see my costume. Well, that's enough Morphicon talk, I think. It's Power Rangers. Am I going back in 2020? Heck yeah, I am. When I first went there, I'm just like, yeah, this is probably a once-in-a-lifetime event for me. It cost a lot of money to get here and all this, but dang it, every other year? I can work with that. If it was every year, which it should be, I probably wouldn't go. Next year, next no. 2020... if it is there in 2020, man, I'm gonna do it properly this time. Gonna get me a platinum membership at a place at the Hilton, which is next door. Also, Disneyland was there too, by the way, just across the street. Almost, like across this intersection to get to the parking. Man, so that was my vacation. I missed a few days of work, cut it really close with with rent and bills, but I scraped by, and did I spend too much money? Heck yes. Do I regret it? Heck no. Oh, hey, Power Morphicon. Let's take a little break and I'll tell you about my other anticipation, the Shenmue HD collection. This is Sendu of the Fastcast. Here is something. Yeah, that was, Heavy Hunter, something just right out of the YouTube library, because that needs a shout-out, right? Yeah, I know. Well, a couple things I forgot to mention. From the convention were the cosplayers. Yeah, a lot of people were dressed up as traditional Rangers, mostly red ones, but there were a few unique ones. I wasn't the only original Ranger there. This one guy had, like, a music note across his, chest from the suit. This one kind of looked like a pilot, sorta. I don't know, I didn't ask them much. But interestingly, there was also some new colors, like an orange Dino Thunder Ranger and a white Gokaija. Or Super Mega Force, if you like. That was pretty cool. But, that is move on, though. To the Shenmue HD Collection. Man, this story. Let me tell you, since PS3, people have been asking, will this come out? The games came out in 99 and 01, I think. My favorite games of all time, Shenmue 2 especially. And with the less than stellar performance, the third one was canceled pretty early on in development and just left on a massive cliffhanger. And yeah, I think we know this story. A couple years ago, finally we get the Kickstarter for it. It blows records away and the game is greenlit. So now we finally get the HD collection we've wanted for at least 13 years. And how is it? Buggy. Very, very buggy. I don't know, actually. I played the PS4 version. The Steam version right now just got a massive patch. Hopefully the consoles will get it soon. But the audio is, like, muffled, below quality. And the cutscenes for Shenmue 1, the only real glitches I noticed was the audio and the cutscenes. Sometimes the cutscenes run fine, sometimes you hear them, but you only see the camera get stuck behind a rock or something. And that broke my heart. Shenmue 2 was especially glitchy, though. The game crashed, like, on two super rare occasions. And it had the same issues, but it had the issue with audio, but, like, randomly it would be good and then muffled again. But the cutscenes seemed to work fine on two. However, other bugs, sometimes the mini-map will expand, sometimes the water fountain sounds too loud, and the darts is especially bugged. Like, you throw it near the 20, it throws way higher than you were aiming, so I've actually hit the scoreboard, posted a couple pics of that on Twitter, which should not be possible, for one thing. It also makes it really difficult to play darts. They work just fine in Shenmue 1 HD. And also sometimes the little icon will mess up. Get stuck on the clock for the A button on Shenmue 2. But, positives. 16x9 display, except for cutscenes. You can finally do the carryover save data from Shenmue 1 to 2, something that only Europe and Japan got to do for Dreamcast. And the trophies. They're too easy. There's, like, a lot of secret stuff in Shenmue 2. Stuff that would have been perfect for trophies, like, you know, earning the gold, bronze, silver, gold medal, the duck race, that huge secret thing. No, it's, like, mainly just story trophies and, like, a few you gotta go out of your way to do. Like, I think they both had, like, two, maybe three missable trophies. Am I upset? I don't know. Like, on one hand, I'm still just beyond thrilled these games finally are released in HD. And, it is definitely less than preferred, but at the same time, patches can come out for them. So that is a plus. I mean, if it came out like this on, maybe an 04 on the PS2 and Xbox, yeah, that would have been pretty upsetting. Actually, no, I take that back. That would never have happened because Shenmue 2 came out on Xbox, so I don't even know. I still wish they did come out in 05, no, 06 or something, PS3. The upscaling is not really doing anything, I'll be honest. The games already looked very impressive for their time. I've completed one, despite the bugs. Oh yeah, one huge glitch in Shenmue 1. Sometimes when you beat the game, the option to save post-credits doesn't show up. I've heard that if you skip the credits, that happens, but seems kind of random for me. If you don't do that, you don't get the clear data for Shenmue 2. I sat through the credits 3 times before I got it to work in Shenmue 1. I don't know. I have very mixed feelings. It's like, if you asked me, would you still want it to come out if it'd be like this? I would have said yes. I would have wanted this game re-released in any way possible. But there is hope, yes. Like I said, the Steam people just got a massive patch. So hopefully the console gamers get that too soon. That's all I want to say for that now. So here's hoping for Shenmue 3. Hoping. Just hoping. Anything. Hoping that it is gonna be what it is. Because living up to hype like this is near impossible. The visuals from the trailers don't look too good. I mean, the landscapes do, but the character models don't. but I don't care. That game is hugely story-driven, and I want to see what's next in the story, no matter how it looks. That's all I really want to say about that, though, for now. I don't recommend buying it for the consoles until the patch comes out, but you Steam users, go right ahead and get it. It's worth it, trust me. Well, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and cut to my little interview with the Retro Kaiser. So, here we go.
Whoa, we're here! An interview on the first episode with the co-founder of Emerald Rangers. Introduce yourself.
It is me! It is me! I'm totally stealing DDP's line, but it's I, James T. Woohoo! Black Diamond! Retro Kaiser Kaiser! You know, the co-founder of this website.
Boy, that's a long name. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I review long shows, so...
Interesting story, really. There's so many Nintendo-themed websites out there. Hidden Block, Normal Boots, other stuff. But no one's ever does Sega, and I wanted to do a Sega-themed website, and naturally this guy jumped right on board.
I was dragged down into it, man.
Well, you got a Chaos Emerald out of it, so don't worry about it.
Yep. He bribed me. He bribed me good.
Did I?
I don't know anymore.
Actually, there never was a black Chaos Emerald, so what you got there is quite unique. Anyway, how you been?
Pretty good. Pretty busy working for the website. The launch is coming soon. But if you're listening to this, well, the launch is already here, I guess.
Yeah, probably. Are you enjoying yourself?
Oh, yeah. It's bringing out something in me that I haven't felt ever since I started reviewing.
What's that?
Excitement. Again, yeah. Thank you, Hanu, for tuning in.
Yes, everyone's got a shout-out, Hanu. Yeah, Kamen Rider. You kind of you volunteered for that truckload.
Yes. Yeah, because everybody does Power Rangers. Like, no one does Kamen Rider. It's like, it's a show that I've always been interested in watching, but no one ever talks about it.
And by some, maybe coincidence, you started with Black. Mr. Black Diamond.
Yeah. Yeah, it was coincidence. The way I actually chose the season was I put a bunch of shows on a metaphorical dartboard, and I threw the dart, and it landed on Black.
They let you have darts?
It was a metaphorical dartboard. What I really did was wrote down the shows that I wanted to watch and I put in a randomizer.
Ah. How far in are you at this point?
At this point, about 13 episodes in, 13, 15 episodes in.
How you liking the show?
Really good. It's a lot better than what I thought it would be. So far, the first episode has been the best. Then they kicked into a bloody clip show of all things.
So, the best, then the worst, and then it's okay.
Then it's okay. But the show has really picked up around this point. Like, so far, my average for ratings on these episodes is an 8 out of 10, which is a bit of a spoiler, but...
Okay, what year was Kamen Rider Black? It was the 80s, I know.
It was 88.
That's the first era of Kamen Rider. Yeah, that's a story in its own. There's, Hayase, I think it is. Yeah, how do you say this? H-E-I-S-E-I.
Heisei.
Yeah, the Heisei era, which is from 89. Well, the
79.
Yeah, whatever. The first bunch before the break of Kamen Rider in, the 90s, was it? 96?
Yep. So it wasn't just Doctor Who that took a break in the 90s.
Yeah. Super Sentai was running constantly, but Kamen Rider did take a break. Though Kamen Rider came before Sentai, which is really weird. It's like equal, if not bigger, thing than Sentai in Japan, but in America, it holds nothing to Power Rangers.
Well, you gotta admit, when they tried to bring Masked Rider over in English, it wasn't very good.
No. Her Dragon Knight was okay.
I need to watch that, but yeah, again, the damage had already been dealt by Masked Rider.
Well, there's also the Taiwan launch where they called it the Super Rider.
And you've also got the ex-famous Let's Player Burger Rider.
Yeah, we've only had two adapted in America. Saban's Masked Rider and Kamen Rider Dragon Knight. It is really a shame, you know, because Kamen Rider's got potential.
It does. Although, the Masked Rider definitely had some good action figures back in the day.
Wow. Anyway, I've been doing a lot of writing here. Like, a lot.
You keep talking. Yep. My fear for these articles is they're probably going to be a bit too long. But then again, it's not just a review of the episodes, it's also a big summary.
Yeah.
Like, I was a bit worried that people are going to be spoiled by, oh no, reviews, but I'm looking at the show and just like, this is probably one of the shows that people actually, if people actually read it, it's going to probably make them actually want to watch it, see if it actually is real, or if I'm making it up.
It's not really a show you go into for plot twists and stuff. It's more like, it's a show you watch just to see it happen.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's really good, and other times it's just a complete bike crash.
I remember in, like, 05 or something, my brothers, two of them, were watching Kamen Rider Kabuto. They got super into it, and then they were super disappointed by the finale and never watched another season. It's really interesting. I watched a little Kamen Rider on my plane rides to California, and the stops. Yeah, just like Sentai, the early seasons are super dark, and then they gradually get more silly. Which is very similar to how Shonen anime progressed, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And boy, does Kamen Rider Black get dark. Like, the first episode itself, I say it's darker than any episode of Gaiva, if anyone here is familiar with that series.
Would you say it's black?
Oh!
I haven't seen many 80s Sentai. I remember one episode of Mask Man. I believe one of the backstories was he became a masked man to avenge his girlfriend, who the villains killed by throwing in quicksand or something.
Sorry, that was my impersonation of Mario in the quicksand.
Oh, I thought that was Zoidberg.
No, that's Zoidberg.
Well, I took inspiration from you and started writing up reviews of Time Ranger.
Right. And the funny thing is, after you started doing that, I started taking inspiration from you as well!
Well, sort of. You just took a title.
Yep, I pulled an IGN and I stole something from your article.
Ouch, man. It just wouldn't be us if we didn't take a hit at IGN. Those guys.
I actually, despite that, I still wouldn't mind writing for them if they picked me up. Although, yeah. To be fair, I do fear that I'd be a terrible reviewer for IGN because I'm quite frankly, I'm too honest with my reviews. Mm. Like, you know how people freaked out that Uncharted 4 only got an 8 out of 10 from IGN?
Yeah.
Imagine me. Like, I probably would have given, like, God of War 4 something like a 7 or something. I don't know. That's just a bad example, because I haven't played the game yet, and that's actually a game I probably would give higher than a 7, actually. But no, the thing is, I'm very, I don't know, what's the word? Strict or something?
Honest.
Honest, yeah. That's the word. And I'm also the kind of guy that says,
it's not
six.
The Sorry. Six is average.
No, six is not average. I go by the scale, five is average.
Yeah, that's a thing. Some websites put five as average, but other websites put a 5 out of 10 as like an F, like 50%, you know?
Some people treat it like school exams, which that's not how review should be.
Yeah. I think 1UP actually switched to letters because that kept happening.
Yes, they did. I miss 1UP, by the way.
Are they gone? That's sad.
It is. They've been gone for quite some time.
Yeah, I missed it. Thing is, an 8 out of 10 is actually a good score.
It's a great score.
Yeah, they were upset because it got the same score as the last game in the series, because they said it was everything that was but more. But, you know, reusing stuff is a bad thing normally, right?
Is it?
Yes. I don't want to play the same game twice. That's what I don't like about Zelda games.
Fair point.
Well, we got off topic. Hey, what a history of the website. You know, we actually started on WordPress and went through 3 different domain names.
All because we wanted a forum that worked.
Actually, no. We started on WordPress because I liked how it looked, but then I'm just like, we don't really need this, and we're more comfortable on Blogger. And this guy just agreed without saying his true feelings. So we migrated to Blogger, and while I was posting web's videos, I'm like, just stopped at one point and think, why do this? Nobody watches videos here. I asked you, what's the point of embedding YouTube videos? What was your answer?
I think I gave you the same reason, wasn't it? There's no point, people are just going to watch it on your channel anyway.
Yeah. And I didn't want to take the website over seriously like we did on It's Tale Time.
That website bloody burnt you out, dude.
Yeah, it did. And nobody really appreciated it. I spent entire weekends creating people's backlogs, and then they just say, not enough people are watching me. Not enough people are supporting me.
It's a shame. It's Tale Time was such a good idea, but it had a lot of problems, unfortunately.
Too much drama.
Yep.
Maybe too many members, I don't know. Just tried to do too much, I guess.
And GexUp was incredibly egotistical.
Yeah, but at the same time, he was the only thing kept in keeping that site alive.
Yep. I didn't say I didn't like the guy. I didn't say that. I miss him, by the way.
If anyone's wondering, he's doing fine.
Yeah, he needed a break.
Oh, he quit forever.
Mm-hmm.
After, yeah. Let's not get into that.
No, let's not get into that. This is, that's talking about the past. We're talking about the future here.
Emerald Rangers.
Or the present, one of the two.
I want to make this more like a guild than a business.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't plan to profit off the website. There's no ads on it.
No, but if you're willing to send us some donations, then I'd be okay with that. This guy, on the other hand, probably feels a little bit guilty.
Before asking for donations, let's give you a reason to donate.
Exactly. Like, we don't exactly need donations right now. We got plenty already.
I mean, what we're doing doesn't really cost us any money, except for, you know, the forms. Yeah, that was another trip. I looked at, like, 30 pages of Google results, searching up and down, trying to find forms. Like, there's plenty of free form providers, but I wanted one embeddable. Why? Well, one thing always bugged me was, it's Tale Time, the forums got like 4 times as many hits as the website did.
That's bizarre.
Not really. People just went straight there. And also, I wanted a little more control over it. And I thought maybe if all of us on our various websites embedded the forums, the same ones, then we could link our communities. Because in the past, we all had our own separate forms, and all of us got less views because of it.
Quick pause here. I really need to use the bathroom right now, unfortunately.
Yeah, fine.
Sorry.
Okay, jump cut. Okay, that's taken care of. Where were we? Yeah, the forums. They're going pretty well, actually. We have less than 10 members now, but it's a nice little community we've got back. What do you think?
Well, it's not bad. I do love how it's like a sort of a family of not just us, but of The Next Round and Tiger Claw Radio.
Maybe even the
Jeff had a super show.
Yeah, that was my goal actually. I wanted us to have more linked community, and I gotta say, you know, I embedded it onto Next Round, and it actually blends into that website pretty well. Have you seen it?
Yeah, it looks good.
Actually looks better than our site. What's up with that? Oh yeah, we got a high score thread now, started by Mr. Critical Failure.
Yep, pity they're all the games that I don't own.
It doesn't strictly have to be one of those games.
I've noticed that. I am trying to think of a game that would work with that, but I also have to think of a game that all of us would own. Although I do like his idea of he's making an e-zine that's just nothing but like a high score sheet. I really did like that idea that he proposed on the Tiger Claw show.
Yeah. I actually got an email recently from Hemorok suggesting we create 2 new categories instead of just threads, one for high scores and one for Magic the Gathering.
High scores, yes. Magic the Gathering,
I don't know. I know CF plays it, and I'm guessing Hemorok does, but I don't play Magic.
I mean, you could just make trading card one for Ed, trading card game for Ed's, like, yeah. section.
Where does that go under? Might just make a new category altogether. What do you even... Category, subcategory, I don't even know what's what anymore. Yeah, I don't know. If enough people want that, I'll definitely add it. What do you think,
Mr. I guess.
What do you think, Mr. Kai?
As I said, yes, I agree with the high score, Fred, but... Yeah, sure, I'll just add the Magic the Gathering, even though I don't have any interest in Magic the Gathering.
I'm a Yu-Gi-Oh! Player, I'm sorry.
I am too.
Well, I was until it went Link format, but that's another story.
yeah, the game I said went above my head when I introduced the Pendulum Monsters.
Eh, Pendulums didn't take over like the last things, and they also nerfed them slightly. But, shoot. Kamen Rider Black. What else? What you gonna do after that?
I plan on doing another Kamen Rider series. Actually, I plan on doing one of the modern Kamen Rider ones. Actually, and I also am planning on reviewing the latest season of Kamen Rider when that starts airing.
Now, is it not airing?
Not yet. I don't think it's airing yet.
Hmm. It ends before Sentai and also begins before it. Like, they have a half-season gap between the two shows, even though they air side-by-side new episodes.
Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm pretty sure it starts airing in November, doesn't it?
Not sure, actually. But we can always find out the easy way. Kamen Rider. Oh, yeah, one of the newest themes was Fruit. That was pretty funny.
Something about Kamen Rider Drive also grabbed my interest.
One I would recommend would be Decade, because in that one, he, like, visits universes of past Kamen Riders. It's like Gokaiser, he has the power to change into past ones, too. So, you know, it's also one of the shorter seasons you could watch.
Ooh, so he's got a Master Morpher, huh?
He has cards, actually. Yeah, the Master Morpher, that's fun. he has cards instead of, that's the theme, is cards instead of keys. Though Kamen Rider did that before Sentai. But my point is, it's one of the shorter seasons, and you can also learn about other Kamen Riders from watching it. Like, when I first watched Gokaiser, it made me want to watch a lot of Sentai they featured on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep. A good introductionary show, is what you're saying.
Oh, and go back to what you said earlier. For Masked Rider, they probably shouldn't have used the very first Kamen Rider for it from 1973. Although they did get a crossover with Power Rangers in Season 3.
I saw that recently, like, this is gonna be good, and I'm just like, this is not good! This is a bad episode of Power Rangers!
That guy's acting was terrible.
Even I could act better than him. He was like, I must stop you! You can't stop! It sounded like a bad Time. Speed Racer character!
Time for the power of the Masked Rider! Hiya!
Hiya! And not to mention, the soundtrack is just overly damn cheesy.
Would you say it was worse crossover than Shellshocked?
That's a good question, actually.
That's In Space and Ninja Turtles Next Mutation, yeah. If you're wondering.
Well, my only problem with that crossover was that the Ninja Turtles were brainwashed.
But it was actually pretty accurate. It's probably That was probably the highlight of that one particular season, that one incarnation of Ninja Turtles that lasted one season.
Na 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 ninja, Ninja Turtles.
Actually, the newest season of Kamen Rider is called Zen-O, and it aired September 2nd. And guess what today is?
Oh no, I missed it! Oh no!
Actually, you're right on time. And according to the wiki, it takes place, let's see, in the year 2068. What?
No, I gotta wait someone to sub it. I gotta wait until I,
Wait a minute. Yeah, episode 2 will air on the 9th, so you got time. Wait, Zen-O? Oh no, Z-O. Really?
Yeah.
Z-I-O.
Yeah, Z-O.
Kamen Rider Z-O.
Kamen Rider Z-O.
Oh, and it'll be like Decade to commemorate all the Heisei-era Kamen Rider to date. Anyway, I wonder if this Kamen Rider will be stronger than before. Go Z-O.
I wonder if he'll get a pinball table based on him. That's an obscure reference to the Power Rangers Zeo PlayStation 1 game, which was a pinball game. Then again, it would make more sense for him to get a kart racer. Like Power Rangers Zeo, kart racing for the Super Nintendo!
That game was terrible. It was near impossible to win. You'd have to be a kart racing messiah to beat that game's single-player campaign. Yeah, but it does hold the record of being the very last episode of the game, Weenie. There's a shout-out.
Yep.
Well, this is fun. What else about the website? Yeah, we need more members. My goal is 7 in total. And yes, that is because 7 Chaos Emeralds, but also 7 days of the week.
Emeraldon needs your help, all you mighty listeners out there.
We need someone to review Metal Hero and Ultra. If you join, you get a Chaos Emerald. That's all the payment you get.
And if you don't join, that's fine with us.
All you gotta do is send Kaiser 25 cents every 2 months.
Granted, you need permission from your parents first before you do that.
there's been at least 3 people we've asked to join, and they've all given us maybes.
That's better than a no, but not quite as good as a yes, but still, there's hope.
Well then. What else we got planned for the site there? This is one thing, the fast cast. I'm sure I'll probably mention that on a segment I play before this.
And another thing is, another podcast, but this podcast is not just a podcast. It's also a Let's Play, but it's not just a Let's Play. It's both. It's a podcast and a Let's Play. It's the Super Secret Let's Play Podcast!
And it is definitely not Let's Drown Out.
No, nor is it a Rooster Teeth Let's Play either.
That's
and
good.
Nor is it something that Jaxfilm would do. I've been getting too many comparisons to those guys.
Jaxfilm doesn't even do proper gameplay. he's lost his thing since he retired. Your grammar sucks. His new main series is replying to Twitter.
That's a bit boring.
Yesterday, I asked you, here are your best answers. That sums it up.
So he's ripping off Jimmy Kimmel, huh?
No. Although PewDiePie ripped him off.
Yeah, so PewDiePie works for IGN now.
Didn't you get a job doing hentai reviews for IGN?
It only lasted all April Fools.
Yeah, nice article though, it was pretty elaborate.
I forgot I did that April Fools jack. No, Jack.
Not the, Atari Jaguar there. I guess that'll be your next system of choice, the Atari Jaguar. That's a system that's... people cover one time just to say how horrible it is and never talk about it again.
Despite it having Aliens vs. Predator on it.
Yeah, that's its one redeeming trait. It also, for a while, had the best console port of Doom, just had no music.
Apparently that's also got the best version of Bubsy 2 on there as well.
Oh no, it has, actually, there's another Bubsy game that's only on it. Yeah, a fourth Bubsy game before Bubsy 3D. No, a third one before 3D and after 2.
It's meant to have a really good Tempest game, and I heard the homebrew scene is really popular for that system.
Where did you learn to fly?
As soon as I got my wings clipped, obviously.
Creepy face. Eh, boy. Well.
But anyway, stuff will be also be working on for the website.
Yeah, this. The Fastcast. Fun trivia. This is actually the first bit we're recording for it, even though I'm not going to play it first.
And if you get disappointed, you pretty much hear the same thing, but a bit more awkward on the Super Secret Let's Play podcast, then you'd probably be right.
Well, any future goals we have for, Emerald Rangers? I actually kind of want to make stuff out of it. I actually designed a red Emerald Ranger costume. I wore it to Morphicon. Got a few people, a few churchgoers that use the same building to take a picture with me. It's a crazy story. I talk about it on the forums.
Yes, which he sort of inspired me to come up with my own outfit. Like, I'm trying to make, like, a Kamen Rider-esque outfit, but I also want to make it like Black Puma from a bizarre Sentai movie.
Yes. By the way, if you want to be an Emerald Ranger, watching that movie is the one and only initiation. Why? Because it teaches you parody in its purest form.
Plus, it's also a really damn good episode, or movie, one of the two.
It was a direct-to-video movie. Yeah. Interesting, because GoBusters was a more serious season. Well, one that took itself seriously, but then let's just make a movie in an alternate dimension where nothing is serious. And also, let's make fun of a whole bunch of tropes in Super Sentai. Like, introduce a new person that exists only to die. Have the commander jump into battle just one random time.
Yep. Speaking of that, what do you think about Beast Morphers that got announced?
It is gonna be really weird to look at that as the, because it is gonna be like the newest thing, even though it's way old in Sentai.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna have a hard time watching it, strictly because of that Super Sentai movie I watched, where they're in like the big morph, big I forget what the name of the giant robots are called now. I feel stupid now. Zord, Megazords, that yeah. Big giant Megazord, and they're all like just standing on the set, controlling it with like leaves behind them, like jungle, like a jungle inside of the robot.
Well, that was the alternate dimension one, remember? The main series one had a traditional cockpit with mechanical stuff. That was also another joke. Yeah, they had this little altar that was made of sticks, and they stick apples and bananas in them to control. Again, that alternate dimension was supposed to be like a joke.
Ironically enough, finding the jeans and finding leather pants, the jacket, and the helmet is pretty easy, but finding the wax fruit has been difficult.
Well, leather pants, easy to buy, not so easy to wear.
Plus, it makes it sound like you're farting every time you walk.
Yeah, Go Busters, and I guess now Beast Morphers was famous for being the first. Not famous, but it was noted for being the first season to use leather instead of spandex for the suits. I can see that tradition is still going to continue in Power Rangers. Not fun fact. Yep. They actually pitched an idea for Goldbusters back when it was still new for Power Rangers. Pretty ambitious idea, actually. Would have had actually a girl be the Gold Ranger and a human as the Silver. It would have involved Dr. K and that main villain from RPM in a different universe. Oh, and it would have taken place on Miranoi. The Lost Galaxy planet. Yeah, go watch Did You Know Go Busters video for if you want to know about that. Shout out.
Mm-hmm. I need to buy it. Like, apparently Germany's got like a big box set of like a bunch of Power Rangers seasons on Blu-ray now. And they're all episodes in English, so I'm actually curious to buy that and watch them all.
Shout Factory has been releasing Super Sentai on DVD. Good for them.
I saw that.
You know, before Power Rangers, they actually tried English dubbing Super Sentai.
Did they?
Yeah, like, Bioman got an English dub. If you're, like, super into those badly dubbed Godzilla movies, you'd be into it. You must help us, there's no choice, nothing happened, bad people.
Speaking of that, would our Ultimate Dimension Cells be reviewing the live-action Sailor Moon series and the live-action Spider-Man series?
I don't know. Speaking of that, are we gonna make the movie where we have to fight against the X-Men?
The X-Men?
Yeah, or the Avengers. Just a bunch
of... Who are we? Star Trek?
No, we're gonna fight them because they're evil clones and fan service.
I would, but the Power Rangers 25th anniversary episode sort of stole that from us.
No, they fought robot clones of Power Rangers, and Tommy got a Master Morpher.
Which I hope to see more Rangers in the future get one of those.
Well, not many of them have done multiple costumes. Tommy is like the one who had more than two colors. Well, Tommy and Bridge from SPD, who got promoted from green to blue to red. Yeah, so this costume, have you found a way to make it?
Yes, but I haven't found a way to afford it yet.
Have you considered selling your pants?
Pants for pants, huh?
Well, this has gone nowhere and everywhere. Anything else you want to talk about?
Oh yeah, Kaisercade is coming. Yes. Going to be exclusive to the, semi-exclusive. I mean, you will be able to see it on my YouTube channel as well, but I'm also going to be trying to incorporate special features, you know, like that, what you find on a DVD. Do you remember DVDs, kiddies? They're these round things that you throw at your parents' head?
Yeah. We call those Blu-rays now.
Yep, and my parents called them vinyl records.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think you mean special features or bonus content.
Yeah, like commentaries and whatnot. I'm going to put them exclusively on the website, which means they're just going to be an unlisted video, but you have to go to the article if you want to watch them. That doesn't mean that you will, but... it gives you the option for more fun for the website. Unless IGN pinches them and uploads them on their website.
You think IGN gives two craps about us?
I'd like to think so, unfortunately.
Gets Mondo. Well, How about Retro Kaiser the game? Are you gonna morph into the Black Diamond Rider, whatever you call it, in it?
No, because this is still based on when I was mainly on the next round still. So maybe episode 2. Like the thing I've been looking at, like one of the gimmicks I wanted with Retro Kaiser the game is like I wanted each game to be made with like a different game engine and play differently. And I have found some really good engines. One includes like a platformer one where I can make like action platformers, which that's what I want the Emerald Rangers game to be. Mm. Another one I found is an action RPG sort of like Zelda. Wow. I need to figure out how to make a game like that. Although I'm probably just gonna make a test game of a guy whacking people with his dick. But you.
Ow.
Yes, that would hurt the penis, wouldn't it? another software I found recently is SRPG Maker, where you can make Shining Force styled RPGs.
Wow, I want that. Give it to me now.
I want it too.
Because that sounds way better than the turn-based ones I've been working with.
Yeah.
Dang, I want it. Seriously, I really want that. Is it real? Does it work?
I can't afford it just yet, unfortunately.
SRPG.
No, Maker. I'm not asking people to donate. Oh, it's SRPG Studio.
Yeah, okay, so one of us will buy it in family share. Done. Alright then.
Wow, $60. Oh, it comes with a demo. Nice.
Ooh, get it, tofu. Well, Fastcast is not gonna be exclusive on the site, but I will be putting MP3 download links there.
Mm-hmm.
Please support Mr. Retro Kaiser. Links to his channel in the description. Anything else you want to say?
Yes, please support me. Even if you don't read my articles, at least give me the petty view.
Yeah, we use our view counts to measure our worth as human beings. You know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Whew, alright, see you then, later.
Bye.
And that's the show! We're a little over 52 minutes in, so I think that's pretty well for a first episode. Maybe in the future, I'll end it up with mailbag, just like TCR. If you want to mail to the show, you can leave a comment on the YouTube or the blog page, or just send me an email at sendu@emeraldrangers.com. If you want to send an audio comment or something a little more elaborate than a comment. Until then, thank you all for listening. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.